Part of President Trump's travel ban is now reinstated at U.S. borders. It places new restrictions on six Muslim countries and refugees, except for people with a close connection to the U.S. KUOW's Liz Jones was at SeaTac Airport last night as the ban started and the first international flight came through.
British Airways Flight 49 from London, that was the first one. Covington resident Rainey Dillon waited at baggage claim for an old college friend on that plane.
Irfan, are you at customs?
That's Dillon sending a voice text to her friend.
Where are you?
The plane landed an hour ago. Her friend is not from one of the banned countries, which the Trump administration says are called out for national security reasons. But her friend is Muslim, and he'd worried about coming for this 30-year reunion. Dillon played it down, telling him,
you don't need to worry about it, but he was worried. He really was.
Now she's worried, too. Not just about this airport arrival. They've also got plans to visit Vancouver, B.C.
And then, yes, I'm worried about coming back. And I'm worried because of him. Because I think they're going to, you know, we're going to go through a surge.
Finally, the friend arrives. Turns out he'd been waiting in another spot.
I was standing outside waiting for you.
Hey, Irfan, how are you?
How are you? Huh?
The band started at 5 and I thought they got you.
I just won't know.
The friend, Irfan Fazl, says everything went smoothly.
It was all right. It was easy, yeah.
At least for this one traveler. Legal groups are keeping a close eye on how the ban is implemented, and fresh lawsuits are possible. At SeaTac Airport, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.